Hello, and welcome to Carpool Catechesis, a podcast about faith and exploration. I'm Bob Burnham.
And I'm Kevin McLenathan, and this week we're going to be talking about faith and science.
So, Kevin, did you read any interesting science news this week?
I read a lot of interesting science news. The thing that really captured my imagination, though, was this article I read about how they're discovering new planets in faraway solar systems that are just light years away. Now, these are so far away that even our most powerful telescopes can't actually see any planets that might be there, but we can still deduce that planets are there because occasionally when they orbit around a star, they'll pass in front of that star and the star's light will dim for just a fraction of an instant and the telescopes can pick that up. And so scientists have this whole system for how they determine how big the planet is, how close it is to the star that it's orbiting, just from that fraction of a second of dim light.
So they're not actually seeing the planet.
No, they're literally just picking up a slight change in the brilliance of the star light years away and deducing that something must be passing in front of the star to make that happen. It must be a planet. Therefore, that star has a planet orbiting it, at least one.
Huh. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, and they use it also to hypothesize about the possibility that these planets are capable of supporting life.
That's cool.
What about you? Like, what have you found interesting in the world of science this week?
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you like dinosaurs?
I actually love dinosaurs. From the time I was a little kid, even to now as a 36-year-old man, into dinosaurs, love them.
Dinosaurs are cool.
Yeah.
All right. Did you know that dinosaurs had fleas?
I did not know that. Continue.
Yeah. Well, these aren't fleas that you would have on your dog, though.
Okay.
These are fleas that are about an inch long.
Wow. Really?
Like yeah.
A full inch.
A full inch. These are big fleas.
Okay.
And they found these remains. They were encased in amber in China. And they had this big, long proboscis. It looks like a roach, about the size of a big roach with a long needle-like nose that it would use to punch through the skin and the hide of a dinosaur.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like dinosaurs. I'm not sure that I'm as big of a fan of the idea of dinosaur fleas.
So now you know dinosaurs had fleas.
Oh, that's wild. I can't believe it. I am curious to know, since we're on the subject of science, though, and we are both, people of faith, does your interest in science ever challenge your faith?
No, absolutely not. For me, faith and reason are complementary. My faith teaches me about God. My faith tells me who God is and who is God in my life. Reason tells me about this beautiful world, this beautiful universe that God created. When I go to an art museum, and I look at a painting by an artist, I can learn a lot about that artist by studying that painting. Well, I think it's the same thing with God. We can learn so much about God by studying the universe that God created.
I like that. That's an interesting idea.
It is. And, I need to give credit where credit is due. I didn't come up with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm actually paraphrasing St. Bonaventure, a Franciscan scholar from the 13th century. So,
well, thank you very much to St. Bonaventure. The check is in the mail. Let's go into more depth now about this idea of faith and reason working together.